Bienvenidos a lección 4.2, regateo.
Welcome to lesson 4.2 of the Rocket Spanish Interactive Audio Course on bargaining. In this lesson, you'll learn how to bargain, how to explain that something is too expensive, and how to say that you're buying something for a friend. Are you ready? Mauricio will explain to you what the conversation is all about.
Yo estoy en un mercado. Busco unos regalos para mis amigos en Chile. Amy está vendiendo unos recuerdos típicos de los Andes. Buenos días, señorita. ¿Cuánto cuestan estos?
Cuesta $20 cada uno.
Necesito comprar unos recuerdos para mis amigos. ¿Qué precio tiene este?
Cuesta $10. Es de muy buena calidad.
¿Y si llevo 5?
Le cuesta $50.
Le doy $35.
Lo siento, señor. Es un precio fijo.
Pero es muy caro.
Bueno, 45, solo para usted.
40.
Ya, está bien.
Gracias, señorita.
De nada. Did you catch any of that? There are quite a few numbers in this conversation, so if you're not yet comfortable with numbers, remember to review lesson 1.6 in the beginner's book. You have to know your numbers if you're going to bargain. Let's start from Mauricio's explanation of the conversation. Here it is again.
Yo estoy en un mercado. Busco unos regalos para mis amigos en Chile. Amy está vendiendo unos recuerdos típicos de los Andes.
You should understand the first sentence with no problem.
Estoy en un mercado.
I am in a market. Un mercado is a market.
Mercado. Un mercado. Estoy en un mercado.
Mauricio is looking for some gifts for his friends in Chile.
Busco unos regalos para mis amigos en Chile.
Remember that the word busco means I am looking for. Busco unos regalos. I am looking for some gifts. The word regalo means present or gift.
Regalo. Un regalo. Busco un regalo. Busco unos regalos.
He's looking for some gifts for his friends in Chile.
Para mis amigos en Chile. Para mis amigos. En Chile. Para mis amigos en Chile. Busco unos regalos para mis amigos en Chile.
Mauricio comes across a stall in a market where I'm selling some very special souvenirs.
Amy está vendiendo unos recuerdos típicos de los Andes.
The word vender means to sell. So, está vendiendo means is selling.
Está vendiendo. Vendiendo. Está vendiendo.
I'm selling some souvenirs. Souvenirs, or mementos, are recuerdos.
Recuerdos. Unos recuerdos. Está vendiendo unos recuerdos.
If you're traveling to a Latin American country as a tourist, you will probably hear the word típico quite often. It means traditional or typical. Typical, típico. For example, a restaurant may advertise traditional food.
Comida típica.
Or you might see traditional clothing.
Ropa típica.
Or a venue might advertise traditional dancing.
Baile típico.
In this case, I'm selling souvenirs that are typical of the Andean region.
Recuerdos típicos de los Andes.
The Andes are a mountain range that runs along the western side of South America. Los Andes is short for the Andes Mountains. Now it's your turn. Practice these words with Mauricio.
Típico. Típica. Comida típica. Ropa típica. Recuerdos típicos. Recuerdos típicos de los Andes. Los Andes. Recuerdos típicos de los Andes. está vendiendo recuerdos típicos de los Andes.
I'm selling souvenirs that are typical of the Andean region. In many Andean countries, bargaining is a way of life. Especially in the traditional open-air markets, bargaining is expected. So I'm not surprised when Mauricio comes up to my stall and sets up the conversation to start bargaining.
Buenos días, señorita. ¿Cuánto cuestan estos?
Cuesta $20 cada uno.
Necesito comprar unos recuerdos para mis amigos. ¿Qué precio tiene este?
Cuesta $10. Es de muy buena calidad. You should have understood the first line with no problems.
Buenos días, señorita. ¿Cuánto cuestan estos?
Good morning, miss. How much are these? This is a great opening line for any buying situation, so you try it.
Buenos días, señorita. ¿Cuánto cuestan estos? Buenos días, señorita. ¿Cuánto cuestan estos? Buenos días, señorita. ¿Cuánto cuestan estos?
I answer.
Cuesta $20 cada uno.
Each one costs $20. The words cada uno means each one. Practice with Mauricio.
Cada uno. Cada. Uno. Cada uno. Cuesta $1 cada uno. Cuesta $20 cada uno.
$20 is too much for Mauricio. He tells me that he needs to buy some souvenirs for his friends.
Necesito comprar unos recuerdos para mis amigos.
You know the word necesito already. It means I need. The verb comprar means to buy. It sounds familiar to a word that you already know, las compras. Remember, hacer compras is to go shopping. Compras are what you buy or your purchases. So, the verb comprar means to buy. Practice these three phrases with Mauricio.
Compras. Las compras. Hacer compras. Comprar. Comprar recuerdos. Necesito comprar unos recuerdos.
He needs to buy some souvenirs for his friends.
Para mis amigos. Necesito comprar unos recuerdos para mis amigos. Necesito comprar unos recuerdos para mis amigos en Chile.
He could have also said that he needed to buy some gifts for his friends in Chile. Remember that gifts are regalos.
Regalos. Unos regalos. Necesito comprar unos regalos. Necesito comprar unos regalos para mis amigos en Chile.
Mauricio sees something in my stall that he likes. He asks me,
¿Qué precio tiene este?
This is another way of asking how much something costs. What price does this have? Or more simply, ¿Qué precio tiene? What price does it have? El precio is the price.
Precio. El precio. El precio de los recuerdos. ¿Qué precio tiene? ¿Qué precio tiene este? ¿Qué precio tienen los recuerdos?
What price are the souvenirs? ¿Qué precio tienen los recuerdos? Remember that you can always say, ¿Cuánto cuestan los recuerdos? How much do the souvenirs cost? Either phrase will be fine. Whichever one you use will just depend on your personal preference. Let's go back now and listen to the first part of the conversation again.
Escucha la conversación. Buenos días, señorita. ¿Cuánto cuestan estos?
Cuesta $20 cada uno.
Necesito comprar unos recuerdos para mis amigos. ¿Qué precio tiene este?
Cuesta $10. Es de muy buena calidad.
¿Y si llevo 5?
Le cuesta $50. After Mauricio asks me what the price of this one is, I tell him that it costs $10.
Cuesta $10.
Then I reassure him that it's very good quality.
Es de muy buena calidad.
In Spanish, you'll say, it's of very good quality. Es de muy buena calidad. The word calidad means quality. You could have good quality.
Buena calidad.
Or bad quality.
Mala calidad.
Buena is good, while mala is bad. Practice these words with Mauricio.
Buena. Calidad. Buena calidad. Es de muy buena calidad. Mala. Calidad. Mala calidad. Es de muy mala calidad.
It's very bad quality. Es de muy mala calidad. Obviously, no shopkeeper is going to say this, but it's a useful phrase to know anyway. It's bad quality. Es de mala calidad. Mauricio likes this souvenir, so he thinks about buying 5 to give to all of his friends. He asks me,
¿Y si llevo 5?
And if I take 5? You already know what llevo means from the last lesson. Remember the phrase,
Lo llevo.
I'll take it. In this case, Mauricio is going to take 5.
Llevo 5.
I'll take 5. Llevo 5. Mauricio isn't going to play his hand at the moment, though. He knows enough about bargaining to realize that most vendors will give you a discount if you buy in quantity. Buying 5 souvenirs should entitle him to a lesser price, which is why he asks me,
¿Y si llevo 5?
And if I take 5? Remember that E means and, while C means if. Not to be confused with C, which means yes.
E. C. ¿Y si llevo 5?
But I'm not budging. I'm playing the rules of bargaining, which means that you should never give in on the first offer. I tell Mauricio, it will cost you $50. 5 times 10 is 50.
Le cuesta $50.
The word le in front of cuesta $50 means you, or that it will cost $50 for you. It's an indirect object pronoun. For more information on the use of le and similar words, look at lesson 4.2 in the beginner's book. Mauricio is certain that he can get me to lower my price below $10 apiece. He tells me, I'll give you $35, naming an incredibly low sum that he knows I won't accept.
Le doy $35.
Lo siento, señor, es un precio fijo. The words le doy means I'll give you. You know that le means you. Doy comes from the verb dar and means I give.
Doy. Le doy. Le doy $1. Le doy $35.
You can use the words le doy in many other situations. Practice these sentences with Mauricio. I'll give you the money in a moment.
Le doy el dinero en un momento.
I'll give you the ticket.
Le doy el boleto.
I'll give you a raincoat for an umbrella.
Le doy un impermeable por un paraguas.
Over time, you'll discover even more uses for the phrase le doy. For right now, just remember that it is an invaluable phrase in bargaining. I'll give you $20. Le doy $20. But I'm still not budging. I know that Mauricio, as a tourist, has money that he wants to spend. If I hold firm, I may be able to get him to buy the souvenirs at my price. So that's why I tell him,
Lo siento, señor. Es un precio fijo.
I'm sorry, sir. It's a fixed price. Un precio fijo is a fixed price. Fijo means fixed.
Fijo. Un precio fijo. Es un precio fijo.
Even though I tell Mauricio that it is a fixed price and I can't budge on it, he knows that it's very rare for a vendor at an open-air market not to budge on price. That's why he complains.
Pero es muy caro.
But it's very expensive. The word caro means expensive. The opposite of caro is barato, or cheap. Caro, expensive. Barato, cheap. Practice these words with Mauricio.
Caro. Es muy caro. Los recuerdos son caros. Barato. Es muy barato. Los recuerdos son baratos.
I know that my only chance of making the sale is to drop the price, so I tell Mauricio.
Bueno, 45, solo para usted.
Well, 45, only for you. The words solo para usted mean only for you. This allows me to save face by telling Mauricio that it is a fixed price, but I'm going to make this exception just for him. Try saying this sentence yourself.
Solo para usted. 45. Solo para usted. Bueno, 45. Solo para usted.
Let's go back to the conversation and listen to how it ends.
Escucha la conversación. Buenos días, señorita. ¿Cuánto cuestan estos?
Cuesta $20 cada uno.
Necesito comprar unos regalos para mis amigos. ¿Qué precio tiene este?
Cuesta $10. Es de muy buena calidad.
¿Y si llevo 5?
Le cuesta $50.
Le doy $35.
Lo siento, señor. Es un precio fijo.
Pero es muy caro.
Bueno, 45. Solo para usted.
40.
Ya está bien.
Gracias, señorita.
De nada. Notice that Mauricio didn't accept my price. He knew I was wavering, so he seized the opportunity to get me down to $40. That's a pretty good discount from the original price of $50. Listen to that last bit one more time. You should know all the words. Bueno, 45, solo para usted.
40.
Ya está bien.
Gracias, señorita.
De nada. After I concede, he thanks me with,
Gracias, señorita.
I take his money and mumble, De nada, you're welcome. But I'm secretly satisfied, too. $50 probably was too high of a price, but I, like all good Latin American vendors, set the price above what I would actually take for it, because I know that people are going to bargain. Well, that's the lesson for today. Let's have a quick review to see if you can remember what you've learned. Tell me aloud in English what Mauricio says in each of the following sentences.
Necesito comprar un boleto.
The answer is, I need to buy a ticket. Necesito comprar un boleto.
¿Cuánto cuestan estos?
The answer is, how much do these cost? ¿Cuánto cuestan estos?
Cuesta $15 cada uno.
The answer is, each one costs $15. Cuesta $15 cada uno.
Los boletos son muy baratos.
The answer is, the tickets are very cheap. Los boletos son muy baratos.
Quiero tres.
The answer is, I want three. Quiero tres.
¿Qué precio tiene la falda?
The answer is, what's the price of the skirt? ¿Qué precio tiene la falda?
¿Y si llevo cuatro?
The answer is, and if I take four? ¿Y si llevo cuatro?
Es un precio fijo.
The answer is, it's a fixed price. Es un precio fijo.
La falda es muy cara.
The answer is, the skirt is very expensive. La falda es muy cara.
Le doy $60.
The answer is, I'll give you $60. Le doy $60. How'd you do? Now that you know the basics of bargaining, do you think you can bargain now? Trust me, bargaining is a definite skill, but you can learn it the more you practice. We'll be back tomorrow with Lesson 4.3. Until next time.
Hasta la próxima.